Now let's consider Hayek on the Ricardo effect. This essay is called simply The Ricardo Effect, and it was published in 1942. The classical economist David Ricardo noted that there is substitution between labor and capital. So when the price of labor is high, producers tend to use more capital. Alternatively, when the price of capital is high, producers tend to use more labor. Hayek is trying to use this idea to put forward one version of business cycle theory. So in Hayek's basic scenario, first there is a boom, which can be caused by cheap credit. There is then more investment in capital, and along with that boom and greater capital investment, we are seeing more credit and also higher prices. The question then is, then what? Well, under Hayek's theory of the trade cycle, this initial boom is often self-reversing. So let's see how the rest of the scenario goes. Hayek is going to assume there is a fixed nominal wage. We'll be getting back to that. So given that fixed nominal wage, we now have a boom and more credit, and that is going to mean rising prices. When you have a fixed nominal wage and rising prices, that means you have a lower real wage. That lower real wage will mean that you get more investment in labor and in turn less investment in capital. That's a version of the Ricardo effect, and that reverses the initial boom. The initial boom was a lot more investment in capital, but then the boom itself is creating some conditions giving rise to more investment in labor, and that's the self-reversing aspect of the business cycle, according to Hayek. Hayek is using this scenario to defend a larger and more complicated approach, sometimes called the Austrian theory of the trade cycle, and you can Google that term for additional references. This is an interesting hypothesis by Hayek, but of course we must ask, is it true? The data do not actually support Hayek's claim. So the core of Hayek's essay is requiring that as the economic boom proceeds, real wages are turning downwards. But in fact, that's not what we see. What we very often see is that real wages remain relatively flat during the boom. This is called the acyclicality of real wages. In other cases, we see that real wages are somewhat or slightly pro-cyclical, that is, they turn up during the boom. So it seems the boom itself is not leading to lower real wages, the Ricardo effect, and the reversal of the initial investment in capital. To read about this more closely, you can simply Google real wage pro-cyclical. In this literature, you will see that during the boom, demand is high and also productivity may be higher. So real wages are not tending to fall. Again, they are either acyclical or rising slightly. Finally, there's yet another empirical problem with Hayek's hypothesis. When we look at the data from actual business cycles, what we more often find is what is called labor and capital co-movement. That is, they both tend to go up in use at the same time during the boom, and during the bust, they both tend to go down. And that phenomenon is more important than the substitution of labor for capital or capital for labor, as postulated by the Ricardo effect. For these reasons, Hayek's hypothesis has not become a major part of contemporary macroeconomics.